It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with our Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, we've been talking and we've had these things on our calendar for months now, but the equipment truck left, and I'm glad to say that you weren't on it.
Well, I kind of wish I was, Bill, to be honest with you, with the weather around here lately, but the equipment truck left on Monday. It arrived in Fort Myers yesterday, so we're rocking and ready to go as spring training just 5 days away, as pitchers and catches will report on February 14th for the first workout, and the first full squad workout comes your way on February 19th. We're getting closer.
Valentine's Day. We'll keep that in mind. I'll let my wife know that's what we're celebrating. There we go.
There you go. That's the ticket right there.
There you go. All right. First up, Mookie Betts wins his arbitration case. Surprised, or tell us the details?
Well, honestly, I think I'm a little bit ambivalent. He did win his arbitration case. Usually the two sides tend to meet in the middle with the judge between the two offers that are out there. The Red Sox had offered $7.5 million. Mookie wanted $10.5 million, and that's what he was given, a $10.5 million contract for next year. And last year he just made $950,000. So that's quite a big bump in salary. It's a nice little pay raise for Mr. Betts, and hopefully he can produce once again to somewhat warrant that big salary.
Some of these young guys were so underpaid, though, the last few years, though, Andy.
I know they've been struggling. They've been heading up to McDonald's to eat all meals and that type of thing.
Struggling to make ends meet. All right, J.D. Martinez, what's the latest with him?
Well, everyone's still waiting to see what's going to happen. J.D., there's a couple words out there saying that he's tired of waiting on the Red Sox to improve their offer. He'd rather sign with another team. But his agent, Scott Boras, says that J.D. is pleased with how the talks are progressing. So it goes either way. We're waiting. There's a rumor out there that the Arizona Diamondbacks are offering a one-year deal. So we'll have to see what's going on out there. It's basically the Red Sox maybe bidding against themselves. I mean, does J.D. want to go back to Arizona for 1 year and hope to replicate the season he had last year? Or does he just sit tight and take the five-year, $125 million offer the Red Sox are giving him and be happy with it? I mean, I don't know what the problem is with that, but again, I'm not J.D. Martinez or a Major League Baseball player, but that sounds pretty enticing to me.
Yeah, you could probably buy a new car with some of that money. There you go. Yeah.
And I could have breakfast every morning at Cane's Donuts, and we'd be all set.
There we go. Right. That'd be sweet. Okay. Other notes here. What do we have for other Red Sox notes here? Signings, trades, any rumors? What else going on?
Well, it's basically just the rumor mill right now because no other transactions have happened. Red Sox still having some interest in free agent infielder Eduardo Nunez, who we brought over at the trade deadline last year. But reports the Yankees and Rays also showing interest. He'd be a good stopgap and replacement for Dustin Pedroia, who's going to be out until possibly mid to late May with recovering from knee surgery. And also, reports have come out that the Indians have contacted the Red Sox about a trade involving Jackie Bradley Jr. for the Indians' first base DH, Edwin Encarnacion. Of course, that would help the Red Sox power outage with getting Encarnacion, but we'll have to see if that all takes place. Of course, Dave Dombrowski, he has said all along he's not trading Jackie Bradley Jr., but it is interesting that could be a fallback plan if J.D. Martinez decides to sign elsewhere, so we'll have to keep ties on that one.
Would you like that, Andy? Obviously, we lose so much defense in the outfield, but do we gain the power we need at first base?
Well, whether at first base or DH for Encarnacion, I mean, it's not a bad trade. I know Encarnacion is, for the money speaking, a relatively a decent contract. It's only for two more years at about $20 million a season. Jackie Bradley, offensively, what you see is basically what you're going to get from him. Of course, you can't touch the defense. But, see, if they made a deal to get Encarnacion, to me, to really make it worthwhile, then you still have to sign J.D. Martinez to add thump in the lineup. Just getting Encarnacion, I mean, it will help a little bit. How will they fill in the gaps in the outfield after that? I mean, obviously, would have either Benintendi or Betts moving to center field, and then you're still short an outfielder. So we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Gotcha. All right. Andy, take us through some of the other Red Sox notes that you might have here.
Well, David Price, he says his elbow is feeling great as he heads into spring training, reporting this coming Wednesday. So that's a good sign to see because he's going to be a much-needed addition to the starting rotation for the Red Sox to compete this coming season. So hopefully that stays as it is. Red Sox minor league catcher Jake Romanowski is facing a 100-game suspension after testing positive for amphetamines. This is his second suspension for amphetamines. December 2016, he was suspended for 50 games. So that catcher probably won't be in the system much longer after this double suspension here. The Red Sox will probably move elsewhere after that. Kind of an interesting note, we go back to Jackie Bradley Jr. He's down in Fort Myers early doing his workouts, and last week an alligator crawled into one of the batting cages, one being used by Jackie Bradley. So sure, that was a nice little scare for him as he was picking up the baseballs after whacking them around, and the alligator comes on in to say hello.
That's crazy. Now, here's the deal, though, Andy. I didn't see that story, but is that like a 1 foot alligator, like a youngster, or is it a real full fledged gator?
Well, the picture that Jackie Bradley posted on social media, it didn't look like a huge alligator. I mean, it might be a couple feet. Certainly not the big monsters you see out there, but I'm sure that's still. Got Jackie to jump around a little bit, say, whoa, let's get out of here.
No, I know. You still wouldn't want that crawling around your feet. I don't care what kind of...
The parent of that little alligator might not be too far behind.
Yeah, take those... put something more on than those flip-flops. All right, now that they have down in Florida. Any other Sox notes, Andy? I know we've touched on the opening day stuff. That's all coming up.
Well, of course, you got opening day just 48 days away with Sox playing in Tampa against the Rays, and Fenway Park's opening day is 55 days away on April the 5th.
All right. And now, take us through some of the other Major League Baseball notes that you have for us this week.
Well, Major League Baseball's Players Association saying that there will be arrangements set up to conduct spring training for as many as 100 unsigned free agents. They're going to be having workouts in Bradenton, Florida. And it'll be running from February 13th through March the 4th. It'll be run by former Astros manager Bo Porter. No Scott Boras clients will be at this particular workout because Boras says, I have my own facility for the players to work out in. But still, there's so many free agents out there still. They have to try to stay in shape and get ready to be signed. So this will be an interesting situation coming up next week to see a bunch of players at a facility without a team.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Well, I didn't even realize that. Okay, and let's see here. Yankees back in the news with a trade, too, I guess, right?
A little trade involving a football player. They've traded for Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. He was property of the Texas Rangers. Wilson did attend spring training with the Rangers back in 2014 and 2015. He also spent 2 years in the Colorado Rockies minor league system before being drafted by the Seahawks. Word is that he'll come down, work out with the Yankees during spring training. He'll be assigned to the AA affiliate. Really not known if he will play at all in AA, but just interesting that the Yankees have added another big name to their big rosters.
And I know in your notebook, I love to hear names from the past that makes me feel young. The only name that might make me feel younger than this one would be Tom Seaver if he were getting back into the game. But Bartolo Colon, still interested in playing?
Yeah, he certainly is, Bill. He signed a minor league contract with the Texas Rangers. It's going to be his 11th organization for the 44-year-old. Of course, remember that Bartolo did pitch for part of a season with the Red Sox back in 2008. So we'll have to see if Bartolo can hang on and make the major league roster for the Rangers, either in the starting rotation or as a bullpen piece.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us this week?
Well, you mentioned a couple of the former Red Sox players in the news. Outfielder Daniel Nava, he signed a minor league contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and also former Sox outfielder Alan Craig, he signed a minor league contract with the San Diego Padres. And a couple of the quick notes to mention, all 30 teams have announced they will extend protective netting past the dugouts to left and right fields for this season. And the Tampa Bay Rays and Florida Marlins, they will be wearing their throwback uniforms on occasions this year to mark representing their first year back in Major League Baseball when they were expansion teams. It'll be interesting to see at different spots during the season.
So when you give me those great tickets to go to watch the Red Sox this year, I won't need to bring my glove with that protective screening.
Yeah, you'll be all set. No reason to worry at all, Bill.
Okay. All right, there he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carboni, with us here on MSO News Sports.